my final frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. We talk about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking. At the end of my show, I always give a recipe. Conservative kitchen table politics. Okay, what does that mean? The kind of politics that you sit around the kitchen table and you argue and you fight and you discuss and you do it all over a meal. And I love that because I have four brothers and 17 nieces and nephews and four sister-in-laws and a mom and a dad. And that's what we do. We argue and fight and we discuss and we debate. And in the end, all the conservatives in the room are 100% correct. So if you want to call it anytime during my show today, 1-800-449-8255. It's a wonderful, wonderful year, isn't it? We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful 4 years ahead of us, maybe eight. I'm just thinking we all should just sit back and let Donald Trump do the driving and stop freaking out and worrying and wondering. And I mean, yes, we all have to be, you know, pray for his safety, obviously, but we got a lot of crazy people in this country. I mean, nuts, full on 100% mentally ill people in this country. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I would like to tell you my own opinion is that the flaming liberal communists have driven them crazy. But the other thing is, if you doubt yourself and you don't know yourself, it serves you right. So if you're confused and angry and frustrated and you have to go to the crying room, you just have to just take it in the cheek, man. Just learn how to suck it up and put your big boy pants and big girl panties on and learn to live with it. And you might even find you like it. I see a bunch of Democrats now going, I think I'm going to give this guy a chance. He's going to do good. And I love it because I hate the political minefields that we have created in Washington, D.C., where the wealthy and the elite have started running our country. People that actually have no real management skills have run our country for 50 years. You know, I mean, Reagan did a great job. He really did. I love Reagan. He was one of my favorite presidents. But I think that Donald Trump is probably going to be the top of my list favorite president. I don't even care if he makes mistakes, you know. We can live with mistakes. We have for forever. For those people that are freaking out because they think they know better than him, you know what? You run for president. If you don't think Donald Trump's going to do a good job, you run for president. You try to fix this country. We have a huge, disgusting cesspool of a mess in America. It is everywhere. And I just read an article that says that the Republicans, hello, wake up, people. You're about to get voted out in 2 years. Said that we can't change Obamacare for 3 years. Are you kidding me? We could close the doors tomorrow. And why will it work better for Donald Trump just to just take it all back, reassess it, put it out on the open market, people? Don't you know things work better when there's competition? You know, when you're socialist and all health care becomes the same, you start to lose the quality and your life is at danger. I'm telling you, I'm getting to that age now where, you know, I don't like the fact that somebody's going to make decisions because if I turn 80 or 90 years old, it's time for me to die. I have experienced that. My parents are in their 80s and my father's 88 going on 89, and he's a pretty spry guy. And It's pretty scary every time we take him to the hospital, especially in Oregon. Texas is another story. I tell you, I see them taking care of old people there. Because I was in a hospital with a bunch of old people, and I watch how thoughtful they were. And even some of those old people are old, mean biddies. And they still take beautiful care of them. And I had a nurse come in my room one day crying, just saying, man, that man is so angry and so mean. And but she goes, I still have to do my job. And I'm like, wow. Those nurses go through hell, don't they? And so, you know, it's just, we got to let him do his job. I hear so many people freaking out, worrying about what's going to happen to our country with Donald Trump in there, a guy that has no political experience. Thank God, no political experience. But he has got the most immense managerial skills I've ever witnessed in my life. And I tell you, you guys hired Barack Obama with no skills at all, and he messed up our country. Messed it up. We have to fight for our lives again. It's almost like there's a civil war again. It's almost like we have to fight for American ideals to say Merry Christmas, for God's sake. You know, the immigrants are taking over certain parts of our country. There's terrorists everywhere. You people better get ready. Because we're going to have a fight on our hands. This is my belief, and I'm just a nobody. These are my opinions, and I know they're opinions of many other people. But if the handwriting is on the wall, if you cannot read that handwriting, you better learn to read. We are going to have some scary times ahead of us. Because to clean up a filth trap, everybody's got to get their hands dirty. We've got to just dig in and love our America again. And love our country enough to fight for it again. Stop being so politically correct. I watched this video on YouTube in France of these people that I know they think they're doing the right thing. And they create these 800 meals a day, beautiful meals for the migrant camps. You know, people are supposedly starving to death. And they graciously go out there and take them all these awesome meals. And what do? The migrants attack their van and start to freak out the people that are volunteering their time. So the people jump in their van. The migrants jump in their van and steal all the food that was in there. They were going to give it to several different camps. And they sell it to the people that have less and the weaker people in that camp. I'm going to tell you something. I don't think I've ever witnessed anything in my life. I used to think everybody had a conscience. But I am almost 100% a believer that there is a generation of these people that literally have no guidelines of goodness in them. And there are people that do. Okay, there are some of those migrants that do. But there are a lot of them that would, I mean, another video I saw the other day is how they raise kids in the Islamic State. And they go to school, and I don't know if you've seen this one going around the internet, where the teacher slaps the face of every kid in the class several times, pulls their ears. You see, that's brainwashing. They treat them terribly, so they grow up with hatred. You see, that's, you know, that happens in a lot of homes in our country. But I'll tell you one thing I don't understand, because as I go on the internet myself, and I'm very careful not to go down the wrong avenue and end up in some crazy porno site or and some horrible Islamic site or that you know, they're cutting heads off. And, you know, and I keep thinking to myself, what is it about the internet that we make it okay for people to use it to advertise evil? You know, let's talk about that. 1-800-449-8255, and don't say it's freedom of speech, because you can't threaten people to kill them. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Stay with me, we'll be right back.
And the days went ticking by like the beat of
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Talking about everything that matters. In fact, yay, I'm going to make a little announcement. Are you guys ready? Get your pencils and pens, because we have just launched our first cooking show called Cooking Americana on YouTube. And all you got to do, people, you can either go to my Facebook and watch it there, which is Diane Linderman, or you can go to YouTube, and you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel so that every week when we release a new one, basically it's my cookbook animated by me. I'm the animation. And yeah, I am no professional talk show. I mean, I'm not even a professional talk show lady. I've been doing this for almost 13 years. I don't think you ever become professional, but I just get up there and I am authentic and I am crazy and my kids think I'm hilarious. I'm not sure what's so funny. I just make a lot of funny mistakes, but it's such a cute show. And, because basically I'm showing you how to make just about everything that's in my cookbook. And we started with mashed potatoes, because it is that time of year when everybody wants to make mashed potatoes. And, of course, Christmas is coming. But I don't have anything for Christmas. I just have a bunch of other stuff, the side dishes. But I'll always give you recipes every Sunday on this show. And you actually sometimes can go and find them. We've done 24 episodes, releasing one a week. So go to the YouTube channel. Just put in Cooking Americana, or go to my Facebook and join my Facebook, because I post a lot of really interesting things. And sometimes I write my own stuff, and I have articles I'm going to post. But it's fun. And you also can buy my cookbooks on the actual YouTube channel. Actually, I don't think you can yet. But just go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, because we're going to have I actually don't even know if we do have it up yet. I was just checking. This is all happening today. So, cookingamericana.com is my website for Cooking Americana, the show. So you'll be able to get the recipes right off of the website. Sometimes I think we even have them on the YouTube channel right below it. So check it out today, you guys. It's really cute. I think it's cute. I'm not cute, but it's cute. I'm just weird. It's pretty much y'all know that. But I do love teaching people the simple, healthy, and decadent recipes from my three award-winning restaurants that my husband and I had. And one of them, how it all started, was on a five-acre organic farm. And no, I'm no hippie. But boy, did I learn how to make. I was always a pretty darn good cook when I was a kid. I started out making insanely delicious soups. I don't know about you, but there is nothing better than a great soup. Homemade bread, right? That's how I started. And then I learned how to pair real fresh herbs and tomatoes and all these wonderful things into amazing soups and then dishes. And I think one of my top selling in my restaurant, when we had our restaurant, was something I called tomato basil pasta, which is just the most delicious recipe on earth. And it's so simple and it's so light. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can eat it any time of the year. And I actually have an episode with that on there. But the first episode is mashed potatoes with Greek yogurt. See, I always try to make everything a little healthier. But let me tell you something. You can make things healthy and still have the most decadent food on earth. I know that's a bad word. My brother said, never use that word. I'm telling you. It's just like, oh my God, it's to die for. As my other friend who loves food says. So check it out. Cooking Americana on YouTube. Okay, so we're going to get back to the heart of life here, which is what's happening in our country. See, this is all about everything that matters to me. And I hope it matters to you, because I see the handwriting on the wall in this country. And I do believe that if we don't get a bucket of guts and a set of, which I won't say, because I have all four brothers, so you have to understand. I don't know how to, I don't have to make girl jokes. It's only boy jokes. And they're all male chauvinist pigs, by the way. But I loved them because they're all strong and they taught me to be super strong. So they call me man eater. Okay, I got that over with. The problem is that we've got the internet, which I think delivers to the unsuspecting, weak people, weak-minded people in America, the ability to plant suggestions in people's minds about stupid stuff. And before you know it, you've got these lone wolves all over the country that find their strength from this sick stuff that goes on the internet. Now, listen, people, the internet is an awesome place, okay? It's just like my kids learn everything from the internet. I mean, anything my son needs to do, he's like an amazing person on the internet. He's taught himself an entire trade just from researching and watching, you know, the videos and the tutorials and the, it's an amazing thing. You can find anything. Well, that, all that stuff is great. But why do we have to have child pornography, porn, you know, people cutting each other's heads off, beating up kids? Why do we have to promote wickedness? It's all against the law. So why do we give them a platform? You see, there would not be as many problems in this country if we got rid of the sick ability to distribute sickness. I think our country would be a hell of a lot more innocent. You see, when I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones or pagers or internet. We had to go to, you know, watch our three television stations. And pretty much we're outside playing until dark every night or doing chores or whatever or swimming in our pool. But we didn't have all this junk. So we all remained sort of more innocent, even though you can get corrupted no matter what. But the point is that now from the telephone or just a computer or an iPad, all you got to do is go into a room by yourself. And then we got lots of children in this country doing this. You push the wrong button and you end up in the most sickest sites on the face of the planet. Why do we allow that? I think that should be outlawed. And I want to know what you all think. 1-800-449-8255. Because you know what? Freedom of speech is okay. And you can hate people and you can talk hate. But when you show images of how to create a bomb or how to kill somebody or how to, you know, pedophile sites, I think that it should not be allowed that people can, you know, and the military, the police say, you know, then we're able to find these bad guys better, right? Because we know where they are. The point is we're creating these people so that they have to find them. That's just my opinion. 1-800-449-8255. So I also believe that we're going to be losing Facebook. The libs that run Facebook and Twitter and all that. When is a conservative organization going to come around and start something like Facebook that we can all go to? You know, because they are editing things we talk about, things we say. It didn't have an effect on the American people, though, obviously, because we won Donald Trump. And so we're on to these people. We're on to the media. The media literally is out there kind of like, you know, after you stub your toe and you fall down, you feel kind of uncomfortable. You don't know what to do. And you look around to see if anybody's looking. The entire media right now that did not speak the truth, that used their pulpit to speak against thy neighbor. They use their power of the press. This pen is mightier than the sword to try to destroy our country and have us vote for the Hillary, the criminal. You see that we know who you are now, and we know what you're made of, and we know what you want us to do, but we revolted. We didn't want anything to do with that kind of power anymore. And yeah, I think it's a great idea that they turn California into its own country. I'd like to do that with Texas. I heard Tim Allen give the funniest analogy the other day. He says, conservatives need their own safe space. So they called it Texas. I love it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I heard something the other day I have to share with you. It said they threw him to the wolves, talking about Donald Trump, came back the pack leader. I love it. That's awesome. Let's see. I had a bunch of stuff written down here. Okay. I have a bunch of interesting articles here that we're going to start chatting about. I just read this one right at when we were at break. Pretty fascinating. Let me just go back to it here. See, I'm having a gray moment here, even though my hair's not gray right now. Okay. Here is an interesting article. There's a 3,500-mile long fence in Australia stretching further than the drive from Seattle to Miami. I mean, does that tell you it can be done? It might be hard to believe that there's a fence in Australia, but it's absolutely true. It's just one of the incredible facts that appeared on an internet forum after the users were asked, what is the geography fact that blows your mind? Basically, you should, you know, Australia is just, I mean, rugged mountains, thousands of miles. Some people take 2 days to get into their properties. It's such a flat, desolate land in some areas. But it doesn't say in here why they have a 3,500-mile long fence. That's what I was trying to find out. Here's another article I read today that I thought was just pretty ridiculous. It said, inside Democrats' plan to beat Donald Trump at his own game. It says, we've got to stand for working people. Well, wait a minute. They're just now figuring that out? That's the thing I don't get about Democrats. It's whatever is popular, people. There's no principles. There's no virtue in Democrats, unfortunately. The kind of Democrats we have in leadership right now, it's all about polls and how people feel and how we can make them feel, how they can make us feel. And so it says we've got to stand for working people. But wait a minute. Most of them don't work. Most of them are elitists. They make money off of your hard work. That's why they can't win. And if Donald Trump does the kind of job most of us think he's going to do, I doubt if they'll ever win again. Because they've proved themselves over years and years and years of creating a political correct environment, not being pro-business, trying to take away the American spirit and dreams of people that believe in independence. They try to make you feel guilty. If you live well and you take care of your family and you do the right thing and you go to church and you might give some money at church, everybody has their own way of being charitable. Okay? I believe that. I don't give money to charities because we have a charity. We do. We have one called Kids and Critters Incorporated. Anyway, it says that Democrats in Congress are trying a new strategy. Oh, my goodness. When it comes to the economy, adopt Donald Trump's message. That's right. Don't be authentic or original. You've got to do whatever it takes. See, that's what I can't stand. That's what people are sick of. They thought they had us all figured out, people, but they did not. They didn't have us figured out. We are true Americans. We work hard for our living, and we create our own little worlds within our own homes. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick of politics. Never thought I'd say that before, but all I am now is just focused on our country, and I want to bring it back. I want to help Donald Trump to bring it back, because basically what my husband and I do for a living, barely a living, but it's a living, and we love it, is we help troubled teenagers. And I like to say they're like the rest of this country, that they are misguided. Nobody truly has any real love anymore. People sort of ignore each other. And I'm not saying we should all be do-gooders. Trust me, I am not a do-gooder kind of person. I don't give people money on the street corner. I offer them opportunity, see, and I tell them, listen, thing is that I watched Mike Rowe the other day. He was saying there was like 300,000 or more jobs sitting out there with six-figure incomes waiting to be filled. So I look at all these people in this country that are on welfare, and they're living on welfare, and they don't sort of grasp the American dream. We've sent our kids to elite colleges because we want them to be something in their life. What do you want them to be, huh? You want them to be like a liberal elite that acts like they know everything but really doesn't know anything. So I've had arguments with attorneys. I have had arguments with people that are heads of corporations that are brilliant. I've had arguments with all these different people. And you know what? It's so easy to win an argument, being that people that are highly educated are also highly, highly easy to sort of, I don't know, confuse. They're easily confused because somebody didn't teach them about what I talk about. Somebody taught them stuff that almost doesn't have any purpose. You know, my problem with me is I'm so logical. I wanted to be a real estate agent when I was about, maybe 20 years old. So in fact, I had already bought and sold real estate for many years. And by that time, I think I was 21, and I had bought and sold houses already. So I knew about real estate. But when they told me that 90% of what I learn, I will never use, I thought, oh my gosh, I wish you had not told me that. So then I had no interest in learning it. The scary thing about sending your kids to these elite colleges, unless they're going to be an attorney or a doctor or a dentist or something that they need highly trained professionals like that. The rest of it is BS in a BS degree in BS. And I can easily say that because there are so many people right now that have college degrees that cannot find a job and are living with their parents because they've been taught that they are better than everybody and they shouldn't have to go wait tables or scrub floors. And let me tell you something, so much to learn in all of that. There's so much in life that if you don't do that when you're young, you're going to end up doing it when you're older. And until you, I saw this thing yesterday that fascinated me. It was about Colonel Sanders, and it gives his little history about when he was 5 years old, his father died. When he was 18 years old, he got married. When he was 19, he became a father. And when he was 26, he had lost four jobs. And when he was 64, he had retired with $105 in his pocket. And when he was 80, and he realized when he was 84 years old or 85, that he's never done anything with his life because the only skill he had was making extremely delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? So what did he do at 64, 65 years old? He started Kentucky Fried Chicken. At 88 years old, he was a billionaire. So people, don't you ever tell me that you're never going to make it in life. You see, political correctness doesn't want you to use things like successful, the words like successful, and that American has we have the dream, the American dream, because we're not being sensitive to people that don't have the American dream or are not successful. See, the truth is that we're just a bunch of lazy bums. And in life, I have seen people. I knew a guy in when I lived in Oregon, and he had no legs, and he was the most phenomenal semi-truck mechanic. The guy scooted around on a skateboard, pulled himself up inside those giant trucks. The guy had muscles on him that were amazing, pulled himself up and was like the best mechanic these truckers have ever met. He was not a guy with a disability. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. One of my favorite songs, Colt Ford. I don't know what else he sings, but I really like that song. My son made a movie with it one time, and it's just, I loved it. I just thought it was awesome. Welcome back. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'm hoping it's Everything That Matters, and I'm going to again tell you all right now, because at the end of the show, I'm going to give a recipe. And you now can go on YouTube to Cooking Americana. Now, this is the beginning of a really neat thing we're doing out in Texas. Eventually, I'm going to have people show up there. We have a bed and breakfast there, like a big one. And it'll be like a dude ranch, you know, where you come in and you learn some stuff. And I'll have cooking academies. And then we'll film an episode of my cooking show. And you know, there's a lot of people that don't know how to cook. I travel all over the country. I give cooking shows all around the country. And my adorable vintage stages, one is a 1940 Ford convertible. The other is it's a live cooking show car, if you can believe it. Half a car. My husband built it. And the other thing is a 1959 Airstream trailer. And I also do one for kids called Kids Can Cook. But we are just here to inspire you, okay? Whether it's cooking, starting your own business, because the other thing I do is I have a series of children's books, which are an incredible set of books that you should basically go and buy. And I have a whole program called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. And for those of you who don't know what entrepreneurial means, I will tell you, it means a person that starts their own business. And it's like Donald Trump, okay? And I think that my books will be more popular than ever because, you know, the liberals would like you to teach your kids to be elites, which I've had teenagers flip me off when I had booths with my adorable an award-winning booth, of course, and it says how to become an entrepreneurial kid, and they walk by and they flip me off. Can you believe that? I said to them, where do you get your money? Plastic credit card from your parents? You know, what happens when you're 19 or 20 years old?
I'm going to college.
What are you going to learn?
To be an elite.
So when you're an elite, what are you going to do for a living?
I'm going to teach other people how to be elites.
Basically, that's what they're doing, creating an elite army that don't even know how to plunge their own toilets. That's the problem, people, with universities and public school, is that there are social clubs, disrespect, teachers teaching. I saw this one on the internet the other day. I think it was a college class. This kid taped it. This teacher was telling her own views about Trump. Really bad stuff. That's not her place. She's supposed to be teaching English. Anyway, it just really makes me sick. The way that the infiltration of liberalism, political correct movement, almost won, people. It almost won. I remain to this day, I am not politically correct. I reserve the right to offend everybody, not to be cruel, because it's not my intention. But if you're going to be a weenie, it's going to serve you right. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You could not hurt my feelings, because I'm very, very honest with myself. I am chubby and I am honest. Okay? And you can't hurt my feelings, because I already know the truth about me. And that's what people do. When you have an argument with somebody, what do? They try to turn around and start telling you what's wrong with you. Don't let people do that. You want to win an argument? Always bring it back to the principle that you are arguing about. Don't let them have their turn. If it's your turn and you spoke up and you say something, you do not allow them to take the table. You keep it. You continue your argument, and you do not get angry, and you realize when they get angry that you have won. And that's how you win an argument. Yes. Just won that argument. But I want you all to go to Cooking Americana on YouTube, and also I have a website called www.cookingamericana.com. It's really cute. My daughter's art's on there. It's going to have, you know what we're going to do with that? We're going to make it a lifestyles website. So you can go there. We'll have ideas about decorating. We'll have ideas about, because that's kind of my thing. My husband is like an amazing designer and builder. Okay. So he and I are like, we partner up. He has these amazing ideas, and then he basically allows me to decorate. And of course he, you know, chimes in on all of it. Sometimes I have to fight for my side of it, and sometimes he fights for his side, but it's okay. It works really well for us. But when we get our ranch going, you're going to see all kinds of cool pictures on there and video and see kids working, and it's just going to be awesome. And also, I have a website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. Right now, it's full of recipes, which we will soon have them on the Cooking Americana. But go to YouTube today, you guys. Check out my first show and subscribe. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. So don't go away. We've got a long break, and then we'll be right back.
Went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering how it would feel when the waiting would end and tomorrow would start. Suddenly I see.
Final
Frontier. You boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. This girl is on fire. Welcome back. Thanks for waiting around. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Taking your calls. Oh, so many calls today. Everybody must be watching football or out in the snow or wherever you are. 1-800-449-8255. It's okay. I don't get offended if you don't call me. It's just really fun when I hear from people. And I love a good argument, but I don't get any, so I'll take any phone calls unless they're rude, and then I won't take them. Don't need to. Much more fun to talk about things that matter, and we can have a good argument about it. And let's see what a good arguer you are, because I'm pretty darn good at it. I mean, sometimes I fail, trust me. I'm not perfect at anything. I was just watching my cooking video on my new YouTube channel called Cooking Americana. Boy, that was my first one. By the time I did 24 of them, I was actually even way better. But they're pretty funny. And you could see the stage inside of an old... Actually, it's a brand new barn that we built. My husband built like a facade in the back of it. It's really cute. And we're going to be doing some more episodes coming up, but there'll be 24 episodes coming out once a week, so make sure you subscribe, okay? We need you to get on there so when they pop up, you'll know, there's another one. We have things like Cheater's Barbecue Chicken or barbecue. See, because I kind of cook like a Texan, but with healthier ingredients, because a lot of people in Texas. Basically, their main foods are canned green beans, canned corn, salad with either ranch dressing or they have something really good. They're called avocado ranch or Thousand Island. And they use a lot of iceberg lettuce. So we're going to have at our ranch in Texas a place that you can come and stay with your family and do real life things on our ranch. For instance, milking goats and doing chores and learning how to build and cook and even, you know, just we are going to have an array of fun, real stuff. I just don't believe in phony fun or entertainment. Entertainment is great, but in other words, if the goats are going crazy, I have to tell you, there's nothing funnier in the world. If a pig gets out, the entire group on the ranch has to chase it down before it gets onto the highway. So, you know, there's this entertainment. And then, of course, you know, there's some girls there that's beautiful voices and they play the guitar and sit around a bonfire and do real life things that used to be doing, we used to do in the old days. Yeah, we have TV, of course. But the rooms are beautiful. We're getting them all finished off. And then I'm going to have a restaurant there. I'm going to open up a weekend restaurant, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday restaurant, because I don't really want a restaurant, but it's so much fun to have one. Not that you make any money, because I always give so much food, and I use healthy ingredients. So things like olive oil and coconut oil and things like that are very expensive. But when I make you chicken fried steak and homemade mashed potatoes and grilled asparagus and an unbelievable apple cobbler or cherry cobbler made from really good ingredients. Like I don't use white flour. I don't use white sugar. So you actually sort of can almost justify eating all those types of food. What do I make my gravy out of? Coconut milk. Coconut cream, I should say. So you get this delicious white gravy all over your chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes, but it's made from healthy stuff. And that's what I teach. That's why you got to go to my YouTube and see all my new YouTube TV show called Cooking Americana. It's really fun. And I might be a little bit boring. I don't know. But I do it. I teach you everything in like 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes. Boom, it's done. You guys will be cooking in no time. Okay, let's get back to what's happening in our world. And why am I excited? Because I believe that this is the generation for entrepreneurs. Young entrepreneurs, people that have ideas and they've been dreaming for years. Donald Trump is going to take away all, not all of the regulations. You wouldn't want all of the regulations taken away, right? Because we do need food regulations, like in restaurants. I personally can always tell when you go to Texas, they don't have a lot of regulations. And you can always tell when food has not, the restaurant has not been regulated. It's really weird, but it's kind of dirty and gross. And then you know never to go there again, right? But the really good, successful ones, people don't need regulations because they're immaculate. They do everything right. And they regulate themselves. And that's really what most people do well when they're successful. And, you know, even when our, with our other business, which is our animal business, you know, we do better than anybody. And we do educational attractions for that involve anything to do with agriculture in fairs across the country. And when we get inspected by USDA and Fish and Wildlife, because they carry a picture of our business around with them. They want to show everybody how you should do it. Why? Because we have a conscience. We know how to do things right. So a lot of people in this country that are super successful at doing stuff, it's just because they do it better than anybody. And nobody needs to tell them how to do it better. They actually set the standards. So that's what I love to do. I love to be way beyond any regulations you could ever have for me. So if you ate at my restaurant, we would be immaculate. Our food would be fresh. It would be kept cold. It would be kept hot. I do know all the regulations. So that's what I do. I have to be inspected every time I go do a cooking show at any fair across the country or event. They come in and look, and I got this incredibly awesome little kitchen, which one day I want to do a video on so you could see what it looks like. It's really neat. It's all self-contained, hot water and everything. So anyway, we're going to, near the end of this hour, we are going to do some incredible recipes. I'm going to give at least two today. How's that sound? Delicious. So I hope you'll stay around for that. And, but I am going to talk about my entrepreneurial kids, because I believe that we're in this country that we send our children to school. Believe it or not, most people will agree with me that your kids, literally, the moment you send them out the door to go to school and you're all worried about them having friends. Now, friends could either be the best thing in the world for your children, or they could be the worst thing in the world for your children. Because I have witnessed children being destroyed right in front of my eyes when I was younger. They couldn't destroy me. I knew who I was ever since I was a kid. I don't know how I got protected, besides the fact I had a very strong dad. It was a very good unit at home, a family unit. And nowadays, kids, they go and they look for their family at school, right? So you go to, your kids go to school and you don't know who they're hanging out with. You don't know what they're teaching them. They don't know what temptations are out there. It's very sad because these beautiful, innocent kids, you wonder, I sent my kid off to school. He was a beautiful, innocent kid, and he came back talking about all kinds of junk. I have a friend. Her name's Maggie. I think she's 11 years old. And she's one of those kids that should have never been sent to public school. She's a super, super bright little girl that when she went to school, kids picked on her because she was bright. 1-800-449-8255. I'm just talking about everything that matters today. You know, we've talked about politics for so many months. I think it's time to talk about some other things. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. Trying to find myself. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. 855. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to make something yummy today on my, well, not make it, but I'm going to give you a recipe because I don't do meat that well, but there are certain things that are so simple to make. Like a rib roast. Okay. They're just, some of them just come out good no matter how bad a cook you are. I really do chicken really good. I do meat so-so. So I, the only ones, recipes I give you are the ones that I know how to do well. So in about another 15 minutes or so, I will definitely give you a incredible rib roast recipe so that you can make it for Christmas or just make it. We like to make it and slice it and make sandwiches the next day after you have devoured most of it. And then what you do with the bones actually is make some incredible minestrone soup or any kind of soup that you need a bone in it to give that rich, delicious flavor. I think I gave a split pea soup last week, and that's on my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. So stay tuned for that. I'm talking about things that we can do in our country and how we can move forward. And I am very invigorated by the fact that Donald Trump won and that we have an entrepreneur running our country. And instead of having an elitist run our country, a person that's really never made any, you know, anything of themselves in their life besides being a community organizer and a failed attorney, now we have somebody who has succeeded beyond his own wildest dreams and realizes that there's a principle in success. And we are all going to learn that from him because he's going to teach it to us. And if you stop freaking out and start relaxing, I think you will be amazed at how much you're going to learn. You know, and I watched this video of this black guy this morning, and I actually seen him before, and he's actually quite a cool dude. And he was talking to people and saying that, you know, Barack Obama basically didn't give black people anything for the last 8 years, and because he's an elitist, he got comfortable in his position of power, didn't really care about anybody, he just wanted to get up there and look handsome and suave and go on his $80 million worth of vacations in the last 7 years, and people don't realize that, but it cost us $80 million for his family to go on vacations. And I'm not going to deprive, you know, our president of a vacation, but I guarantee Trump won't charge us anything since he has hotels all over the world. And he's lived a vacation, you know, he works hard. The guy sleeps 3-4 hours a night. But we need to be more inspired to start companies and businesses and little tiny businesses. Everything in life starts with one idea. And I'm never going to tell you to stop your day jobs because that would be an absolutely foolish thing. But it is very important for you to show your children and your family. If you have a job that you love and you're good at, hold on to it. But in the evenings when your family's there, pull them into their garage, create a small little business, understand what business is all about, how to start a business, what it takes to have a business. And because of the internet, people are making millions and millions of dollars doing how-to videos and to selling their items. And I mean, that's what I love about the internet. What I hate about the internet is what I talked about earlier, is the fact we're also selling sex and insanity and murder and terrorism. We got to stop that. You know, I don't know how to do that. I know that if we got together and we decided that somebody, some entrepreneur has got to start a new internet, Facebook, whatever it is that we can all be signed up to, search engines, whatever you call it. I'm not a techie. So, because I love going online and watching all the food videos. In fact, now I have one myself. And, it's fun. It's fun because I do learn and everybody wants to learn. And you can, you know, the amazing thing about the internet is that you can order groceries, and now we have Amazon that, you know, we're starting to learn to love. But man, I think Amazon's a bunch of liberals as well. I've read some pretty scary articles. It makes me not want to buy from them anymore. You know, I'm going to boycott people that are not right. They boycott us. See, they boycott, you know, they try to have all of Trump's ties taken out of Macy's, which that kind of blew up on them because I've read recently that they're not going to take his stuff out of Macy's or his daughter's stuff. I mean, what a wicked thing to take his daughter's. That's her own business, her own life. It doesn't have anything to do with her father. No matter if you like him or not, she's her own person. How can you hate her? She's successful, smart, beautiful, and a great designer. And she didn't design dresses that were, you know, $500. She dressed everyday people. I think that's awesome. I love that. See, you know, I've always loved successful people. I'm the opposite of liberals. Liberals hate successful people. They will suck up to successful people because they're all about everybody else's money. They're not about spending their own. I'm going to be curious what's going to happen to Hillary Clinton, because Hillary Clinton hasn't really made her own money in her whole. What has she ever done? She ever read? So she's written some stupid books. Okay, maybe she's sold a few books, but what has she ever done? She's been living like a queen for most of her life, and now she might have to get a job or retire, whatever it is. She's got millions of dollars saved up. Who knows? Who cares what happens to her? But see, that's the kind of leadership we would not have had. She wouldn't have been a leader. She would have been teaching people the exact principle of advantage taking, where Donald Trump is going to teach us his skill and talent and wisdom of what it takes to be successful at business. What is the number one thing I've already learned? Do not listen to experts. Listen to them, but still decide on your own what's smart. Do not be pressured by people. Do not think everybody knows more than you. I learned that one a long time ago. You've got to learn to know yourself. More than anything, don't doubt yourself. Okay? So I love all that stuff because, you know, Donald Trump is sort of now my new hero and mentor. And I pray that he's going to be around for at least 8 years so that my kids can grow up in a stable country. Even if we have to get into some fights to keep us stable, I will be totally okay with that because at least we're fighting for a purpose now. All right. So I'm talking about entrepreneurship and kids and how we can start our own businesses and, you know, and how if you are on welfare right now and you're enjoying welfare, you really don't need to be on welfare because you're an able-bodied person. There are so many jobs out there. I would highly recommend everybody go to Mike Rowe's site. They give out opportunities it's a nonprofit organization, to go to trade schools. So if you've got kids, then you need to get them into a trade because the new world, basically, leaving behind the politically correct, the corruption of the Democrat Party and the Obama regime, the new world is going to be full of excitement and enthusiasm and learning and opportunity. And your kids need to learn trades. Forget elite colleges. Unless they want to be, I guess they have to go to school to be a teacher, I guess. I would rather hire people that are experienced in something. We started a school, actually, a private school in Oregon. And it's amazing that the people that we hired were really just super experienced in different things. They didn't have any credentials because it was a private school, so we can do that. And we got this school accredited, believe it or not. Yeah, there was a few professors there, but they were really cool professors. The history professors seem to be like the smartest ones to hire because they love history. And if you understand history, you understand politics properly. Anyway, 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. See, I start to read and I forget where I'm at. How ridiculous. I was actually reading an article that I'm going to read you that I wrote. I don't know if you know this, but I do write, and I've written for some magazines and crazy stuff, and now I've lost it because I'm trying to do two things. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, I have written for political magazines, parenting magazines, different things like that. So I'm going to read you one that I wrote called The Powerful Un-American Media. Are you ready? Because truthfully, I think the media is, and I actually wrote this almost 2 years ago when it was worse. It's not even as bad as it is now. It says, the media in our country today has been at the forefront in reporting the dark side of current events, the demise of businesses, the deaths of loved ones, and the destruction of people's reputations. It has abused the ethical qualities of journalism, even going so far as to affect the outcome of elections. With one negative article, the media can destroy a person's life, reputation, and business. With one positive article, it can create a star, give a person a new lease on life, and make a bestseller. The media can be the one simple difference in making an entrepreneur's business or absolute success, or destroy his hopes and dreams forever. Sometimes I feel confused when I read the newspapers and listen to the 24-hour nonstop news cycle on television and radio. But I've always had the innate ability to reach inside myself and pull out the real me to meet the inundation of doubt and lies being slung our way as if by a major league pitcher. I told you people, I'm really bad at reading out loud, so give me a break, okay? This is even something I've probably read and I wrote and I read about a million times. But still, anyway, knowing myself and not doubting my deeply grounded life principles is like having a life raft in a shark-infested ocean. And I am able to see the absolute lie being perpetrated on those who fall for the intimidation of the media's shocking, truthless confusions. In this strange days, I have problems with technology too. In these strange days, many of us who have kept in contact with reality within ourselves are constantly looking for a hero to help save us from the darkness of the media's version of truth. I find myself watching day after day, going from channel to channel, hoping for a few words from a reporter I find myself watching day after day, going from channel to channel, hoping for just a few words from a reporter with honorable strength of conviction based on real noble principles, instead of just someone who repeats the illusions sewn into the labels of his official news jacket. What happened to integrity, honesty, fairness, truth, and reality, and the old-fashioned love of America? And what is best for her citizens? While all of us were listening intently for one simple, honest question from our news media, why did a man named Joe the Plumber have to birth the only real question? Remember that, you guys, when Joe the Plumber asked Obama the simple, innocent question, and he became famous over that. I'll read the rest of you after the break. I mean, if you care about it, it's just a little bit more. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. I was just reading an article I wrote probably like 4 or 5 years ago when Joe the Plumber asked Obama a question, and I named it the, let's see, what did I name it? The Powerful Un-American Media. So I read most of it here, and so let me just finish this. I'll start right here. What happened to the integrity, honesty, fairness, truth, reality, and the old-fashioned love of America, and what is best for her citizens? While all of us were listening intently for one simple, honest question from our news media, why did a man named Joe the Plumber have to birth the only real question? Why did the majority of the media, while telling us that Joe seemed well-spoken and sort of smart for a plumber, began immediately drawing our attention away from his simple, honest question, digging like badgers for the devious dark side of the unsuspecting American? Does the media think that Americans are stupid? There are millions of smart Joes, and many of us are like-minded when it comes to our conclusion of what the media has become. Doesn't the media think of their viewers as partners in American business who have a huge stake in what happens to our beloved country? What is the agenda of the dishonest, un-American group of powerful information gatherers? What gives them the right to pressure and confuse us with an overabundance of misstatements and constantly bombard us with not-so-truthful allegations every minute of every day on the not-so-lucky Americans that aren't grounded within themselves? The media has a huge responsibility to Americans and the rest of the world to provide, without injection of biased agenda, the information and tools that we can use to help us decide for ourselves what we believe in. Why do we give such power to the words and opinions of the talking heads and their own personal agendas they push on us? And why don't we require them to be completely 100% truthful? I can't blame only the media, because some people do crave the lies being fed to them to justify their own existence. I believe that we have become a nation of people addicted to excitement, and other media dishes it out daily like an off-limit, super-sized hot fudge sundae. We gulp it up, and for every spoonful, we need some more fudge to make it more exciting. We all know the truth, that truth does not exist. Sorry. We all know that truth does not excite the senses. So like the average drug addict, we need more and more of the exciting, on-the-edge misconduct and somewhat sly injection of opinions of the news anchors to keep us coming back to their channels. At some point, the media crossed the line of integrity, and now they cannot go back. That's exactly right, people. That's what's happened with the... That's what I believe that the media... with all their cleverness, people, is the reason why Donald Trump won. Because the people do not believe the media anymore. And they can't go back. I say, don't get me wrong. There are a handful of noble media people, and we all know who they are. But they have the fight of their lives and careers just to blurt out a few honest sentences. Like politicians, our media and our country's leaders are only as good as the people that support them. We must, as a nation, get back in touch with the real us and not be made up of everyone else's thoughts and ideas. Now begins a soul-searching adventure back to what America really is, a nation of hard-working, innovative, fearless, passionate, entrepreneurial, compassionate patriots who do not give in to what people think, but act upon their visions like lightning from the heavens making its mark on the world. Call me idealistic, but I love America. I believe she will survive, but not without the fight of her life and the reignition of the American spirit from the need to be a free and spirited nation of innovators and true believers. So I wrote that. That was probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. But it almost sounds like today, doesn't it? Because that's exactly what's going on in our country. The un-American media has basically created monsters in themselves. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Getting into our cooking segment. I know I'm probably pretty boring today. I've been around the block. I've been talking about everything. I've been talking about everything that matters. Anyway, my favorite things to talk about, obviously, is cooking. And it used to be politics, but now that we've got our wonderful president-elect Donald Trump in there, I get to go back to what I really love, which is the things that matter most to us with our families and kind of a lifestyles show. So, but of course, we're always going to talk about politics and people and principles and blah, blah, blah. So before we go any further, I am going to talk to you right now about how to make the most delicious roast, Sunday rib roast, or you can call it, people call it anything. You can just call it standing rib roast. You can call it just, you know, there's a bunch of different cuts of meat, but this one particular recipe is a, like the ones that have the bones coming out of them. And I don't know why they charge more for those, but I think there's a lot of, it's a very good cut of meat. So, and like I said, I'm not the greatest with meat, but this is one of the things I do well, is this particular roast. And Christmas is coming, so we'll start with this and then I'll show you how to make the other stuff the next Sunday. But I think I'm going to give you my potato recipe since it is on my new YouTube channel. So when we're done with this, then you got to go to the YouTube channel, learn how to make the potatoes. And then, oh, there's so many things you can put with this. Okay. So what you do is you get yourself about a 7 to 8 pound, standing rib roast, or you can use a roast, just a regular nice roast. Okay. And in Texas, most people have cows, so they have incredible meat. So let it kind of sit out for a while, for a few hours to get it to room temperature, because it actually comes out better, because then you're not crisping the outside and then it'll be pure raw in the middle. This way the temperature is even. I preheat my oven to 500 degrees and I let it get really hot. Okay. You have to be careful because I hate electric, but on my gas oven, it's an even heat. In the electric oven, it seems like it'll burn the bottom. So make sure you get a little rack and put in your big, and I love those big Dutch ovens that have those big round Dutch lids. They kind of go, you know, they kind of can put any, you can put a big turkey in those, but they keep the moisture in. So I preheat the oven to 500 degrees and I place it on like the second lowest position in the oven. What I do to put on this, okay, it's so simple. I make a mixture of olive oil and a lot of chopped garlic, okay? Mince it, completely mince it. And then I put in a little bit of teriyaki sauce, and I also put in soy sauce, just like 2 or 3 tablespoons. I also put in some balsamic vinegar and garlic salt and pepper, and I mix that all up. And I spread that all over the roast. I mean, just massage the roast in it. Then I garlic salt it really, really, really well all over the outside of the roast, okay? Now your whole kitchen's smelling like garlic. Get that oven really, really hot, 500 degrees. Put that Dutch oven in there with a rack in the bottom with your roast in it. Let that sucker sear. Like, all of a sudden you'll look in there and the whole roast is looking like, oh my gosh, it almost looks cooked already. But it's not. It's really a good idea when you're making meat to get a meat thermometer and you put it right in the middle of that roast. Okay. Now I like my roast very rare in the middle. And then, you know, other people, you know, like the ends are nice and perfectly well done. But the middle of it, to me, needs to be super rare. So I put it in for about 35 to 45 minutes without removing the meat from the oven. And I reduce the temperature to like 400 degrees for another 30 minutes. Okay, so you leave it in there for 35 to 45 minutes, reduce the temperature down to about, you know, I would say 375 to 400 degrees. I put my lid on it now. If it's really beautifully seared on the outside, time to put that lid on there. And you leave it in there until the internal temperature of the meat is about 125 degrees. Okay? And make sure that that thermometer is right in the heart of that meat. Okay. And then the cooking time, total cooking time should be like 1.5 to 1.75 hours. Okay, so just make sure you definitely watch that thermometer. And then I remove it from the oven, and I just leave it sitting there for about 20 minutes because it kind of absorbs back all the juices back into it. And I'm going to tell you something. When you take that lid off and all those juices are in there, ooh! But I leave that lid on. Well, I take it off because I want it to stop cooking, or I just crack it so some of the heat can come out, because those Dutch ovens, most of them are really good, and they hold in the heat. Now, I'm telling you, you could make potatoes au gratin, mashed potatoes. I love grilled asparagus. You just get one of those grill pans, throw it on there with some garlic salt and some coconut oil, and just throw them back and forth right at the very end. You can do cauliflower. I love cauliflower. So, and broccoli. You can do so many different things with this at the very end. But when you're ready to cut this, now 20 minutes has passed by, you take it out, you slice it. Oh my gosh, all the juices are going to come out. So make sure you keep it near. I like to slice mine in the pan so I don't lose an ounce of the beautiful juices that are in it. And then you can make a gravy out of it, but I'll tell you, the jus, I actually make more. I take some really good, Better Than Bouillon. It has a really good bouillon. It's an excellent organic. And I add a little bit of that, a little bit of water, and I make it so that there's just twice as much gravy with all of the juices that are naturally in the garlic that's in there. Oh, I'm so hungry right now. Okay, everybody, till next week. This is Diane Linderman. I'll be back in Texas next week listening to the Democrats out in my barnyard, all of the donkeys. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Check out my new YouTube channel, Cooking Americana. Also, my Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it. Just eat it. Don't want to argue, I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it.